That's true. I won't hate you for that.
Oh, that's so sweet. We got it on the podcast. We have confirmation.
That's on record now.
I'm getting married.
Hold up.
Now if we actually get married, it's going to get fired.
An ordained minister. I'm finally legal, guys.
Next year I can get one for free.
You probably can't get one for $20.
Just because you said that on the podcast, yeah. You know, ICE is just going to come bursting.
Shut the fuck up, man. Don't do to me like that.
Have you ever ingested someone else's genital secretion?
Isn't that the best question?
Yes.
This week on A House Divided.
What? A House Divided? A House Divided.
This must be very dramatic.
Come up with a better name.
This week on My Neighbor, George.
Yo soy Jorge.
My Neighbor, George.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo soy Jorge.
In SAP.
Yo soy Clorinza.
Never mind. Bad idea.
You can't come up with... Oh, dude, we're going to do a sick-ass intro. It's going to be a soap telenovela. But then you got My Neighbor, George. It's the most fucking basic bitch thing I've heard all day.
On this week's episode of...
Hello, Papa, me George.
We find our protagonist clutched in marital agony.
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué, Lorenza? ¿Por qué me engañaste con Chuy?
Pues porque tú no recoges los calzones de la... Del...
Lorenza didn't like that.
Yo, give me that.
Ponte a lavar la ropa.
No, no es mi trabajo. Yo soy el hombre de la casa.
¿Quién trabaja todos los días?
My chus.
My chus.
Stay tuned for more on...
Hello, Papa, me just...
Oh, man, that's so bad. Hey, guys, welcome back to the podcast.
We actually have a full house this time.
We have almost full house because for some reason we invited Greg because he gets mad when we don't invite him. We invited him. He said, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. All right, fine, whatever. He took his time getting here. Then he gets here and he like knocks on the door, but he never knocked on the door. He just sent us a message saying knock, knock. And he never walked in. And then we're like calling him and he doesn't answer. So now he's gone. But we have a special guest today. We have, what's your name?
Crystal.
We have Crystal. Crystal meth?
Yeah.
The
that
good
just
kind.
Sounds really weird. Like, my name in English sounds very weird.
Crystal.
Cristal.
Crystal.
Anyway, she's our first female guest.
Yay, now our demographic will remain the same.
Yes.
Yay! Woo! We're also shooting in front of a live audience. Laugh. That's how
that
you
way,
know it's...
If we do something really unfunny...
Well, no. We have... The perfect test audience. Now we can try our stand-up routines. So what's the deal with, plaid shirts? That's what I says. I says, All right, so today, I wanted to talk about a couple things. What was the first one on the list?
I didn't make a list.
Yeah, we did. I remember you made something.
Talking about Travis's new tattoo. Is what we
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I did it, people. I got it. But you're only going to know for sure if you follow us on Instagram. So you can fuck up.
He finally went and got the tattoo. I'm on it. It looks good, but it's just, I don't know, man.
It's pretty cringe,
okay? It's pretty. It's pretty. It's one of those memes that's going to die super quick. But.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It was never a mainstream meme.
On the bright side, he can retouch it.
Yeah, but I don't plan on.
What are you, Jared from Subway?
Huh? Why, boy, you gonna let me take my along?
Well,
this is the part.
Whenever you
slack and you're being paid,
you're getting paid in lack of power because the power is out again. Oh, and you know it's funny. Dennis is back on this episode, but he brought his charger and tried to charge his phone inside the house, which has no power.
I'm sorry. I live in normal civilization where I always have power.
I live in Sacramento.
This is really dumb considering Sac has more wind than we do now.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, PG&E got called out by a feminine. Female.
They just immediately
feminine female.
Shut down.
Feminine like, yeah, female.
Like, hack this man's.
Yeah.
On the bright side.
What bright side? It's dark, bud.
Shut up. We can leave the doors open. This is the worst live audience. This is the worst live audience we've ever had. Dennis is over there. He just wants to die.
I'm just drinking.
But that's because he keeps texting someone he knows he shouldn't. It's a toxic environment, buddy.
A toxic? Getting caustic?
Is that caustic and toxic?
I think it's agnostic and...
Okay, you see, this is like, what's it called? mom? No, chemotherapy, like when you have leukemia, it's one poison, and you cancel it
with another poison. Okay.
So I'm canceling the toxic relationship with this beer.
With this beer? What brand of beer is that, bud?
Like this is from 10 Barrel Brewing Company.
10?
Cucumber Sour. I like sours and gozes, and nobody else likes them. That makes me sad. But you know, hey, more for me. So I have 11 more over there.
Yeah?
With my name on it.
11 more with your name on it. Well, you did go out and buy them. This is what pisses me off, is that the box says, well, dang. Like, why, well, dang?
Well, dang.
Actually, I didn't even notice that.
Is the name dang, or is it just, well, dang?
Well, dang, your beer is upside down. That's why it says that.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it says, well, God dang, your beer is upside down.
Oh.
They're in to win it, but it's a warning label. It says, now that we're in this predicament, you should probably wait a few minutes before drinking. While you wait, check out our website and follow us on Instagram. That's classy.
Come on, live audience. This is the worst live audience. I'm going to pay you in crumbs of bread.
This money you were going to pay them originally.
Well, I wasn't going to pay them at all, so you're getting a raise.
Exactly. I thought that was going to be great coming out of
this. He's been here the whole time. He's been here the whole time, just like waiting to come out at the right moment. He pops out of the bathroom. He goes,
"Aha! I'm finally coming out, guys."
He needs to. He needs to. I don't care if he's got a girlfriend. It's a lie. It's all a facade. It's like when you get one of those trophy children, you know, and you name them after Fu Manchu or something.
What?
Yeah. You had a mustache.
Fu Manchu is a mustache. You know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's based off a guy that had that mustache though.
The joke, I think it's from My Name is Earl, like this is a gay couple, and then he has a wife, but he doesn't because he's actually gay, so he has another family, and they have children, and so he names them each after a different type of beard. So one's Fu Manchu, one's goatee, and one's like, wow, it was hella funny.
Goals.
Good goals. One day I will have a family that loves me.
Don't you have one now?
Yay! God damn it. You know,
he's got to hold him at gunpoint.
Damn you!
Say you love me.
Why are you opening the fridge? Everything's gonna go bad.
Son of a bitch! We have no power.
Why do you?
I'm used to having power.
Well, I'm sorry that you have a privileged life, Dennis. We don't all have those privileges.
Oh, it sucks.
I'm sorry that you get paid $33 an hour. I'm sorry.
Did you see her face? She's like. Someone say
$33 an hour. That's more than you'll ever get paid in your life, bud. Keen same. Oh, speaking of, you guys.
Oh, new rule.
Yeah.
New rule. For every article or whatever the hell on the floor
of clothing or
parents,
anything
your parents
that's dirty,
each individual thing on the floor
is going to take $100 off of your quinceañera. Every time that there is garbage in that room, $100 off the quinceañera.
Who the heck is
water
paying
bottles,
for it?
They are.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone's paying
for
it.
They just bought them $1,000 worth of dresses.
Dresses.
Nice! You got your dresses?
Yeah, exactly.
I found
If there's more garbage in there, five of those garbage is $500.
That's one dress.
That's one dress. One. You guys are going to have to share. You're going to look like Siamese twins.
Five garbage.
Yes. Yes, five garbage.
It's a unit of
Listen, it's a unit of measurement.
We have five garbage here.
Fuck off.
Hey, what is a nice paint can you got there? I will give you three garbage.
I will trade you three garbage for two stamps.
Let's see, we got this old burnt like, Hot Wheel.
This is like Fallout, but worse. It was a cool bottle cap.
The talkies bag fucking sold. Give it to me, man.
Give me. I will sell you three used condoms for two black sheep.
If you think about it, clones. Here. You may not have the technology for it, but you slap these bitches in the freezer, we'll have it.
You'll have what?
Dead fetus DNA?
No, you freeze. Never mind. They're so young, I can't. I'm sorry.
They're so young, I can't. I'm sorry. Is that Greg finally showing up?
No, that's the neighbor leaving.
Oh, it's the neighbor leaving. Probably because he heard us. He's like, nope, I'm gone. Dead babies? Yep. I'm out of here.
He thought he finally found a place to settle down for the rest of his life. He's in the witness protection program. He's just calling his agent. He's like, yeah, nope.
I need to move
Can't
again.
Can't do it. Turn me in.
Yeah. You know what's funny about the neighbor is, I wonder about him because he's never here.
The really tall white guy.
Yeah, the really tall white dude.
Isn't he part of the church?
Yeah. Do you think he can get married or, like, have a family and
if
stuff?
If you're a member of the church.
Yeah.
If you remember the church, yes. Like, yeah. Remember the congregation.
Well, no, but I don't know what he... Because he, like, opens that place up and closes it and stuff. You know, I think he's but he doesn't pastor. Look like a pastor. Like, he doesn't wear the, you know...
I don't think they always dress...
Maybe he's, like, a modern pastor.
Okay.
Like, he's, like, progressive and he can wear clothes and stuff. Is he a preacher, though? Don't know. Don't know what he does.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys don't go to that one.
We don't go to church in general. I don't. Do you?
I know. No, they go on Sundays because they have to for the quinceañera. Otherwise, they wouldn't go.
That's right. As soon as you guys are clean, you're good.
Yeah.
Beforehand, they wouldn't go either.
Yeah. So,
after I got my quinceañera over with, I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do
no,
this.
No, I don't
wait,
know if
so,
I believe.
So
is there
like, do they do like a little roll sheet? Like if no. they're not there, they're like, nope, you can't.
Well, if they're
14.
Going to catechism and communion, then it's kind of like a roll sheet.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you're just like, okay, here's the thing. So the Catholic priests are like, they know who goes because it's only
it's
like a few people
yeah.
every week. And so then when it's like a holy day or when it's like Ash Wednesday, he does like this monologue while he'll like chew everyone out who's never there.
Yeah.
He'll be like, I see 80% of you who never here every week.
Yeah.
And he's like, you only come because you either need it or because it's a holy day. That's hypocritical of you. And like, oh, he chews everyone out, right? And I'm like, why would you want to go to get made fun of at church for your beliefs and your religion? What?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. So my mom's like,
this is the same guy. Now, please give us all your money.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
the guy. Yeah. He sends like 14 cards in the mail for you to send back with money.
Yeah.
What a badass. No shame. I like it.
No, no shame. They even fired their gardener. They're like, hey, we need a volunteer gardener because we don't want to pay that guy anymore. Straight up. That's what they're so greedy. In my opinion, if you're trying to get closer to God or whatever, like you're religious, you don't need to go to a church and give them money.
Joel
Asiago?
Austin.
Asiago?
$14 million house or
some shit.
And youth group?
What
just happened?
What? I don't know what happened.
He's got like built-in garbage disposal.
Yeah. You know what I found out at work the other day though?
What I've been blessed with.
This baker right here can compress 3-gallon trash bags.
You guys want to see my Lambo?
Hey, so the other day I was at work, right? And this lady was like, oh, I love Halloween. Last year for my daughter, she had a party for Halloween. And we went all out. We got 3 giant coffins and we filled them up. And one was filled with food, one was filled with drinks, and the other one was empty just in case they wanted to get in.
What?
Yeah.
About to say is that one was for the candy, one was for the kids, and one was for the drinks. And then we buried all 3 of them. Because
no,
I don't want to deal
and
with
so
that shit again.
She said that she invited her friend, her daughter is a cheerleader, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she invited all her friends, which is, you know, the cheerleaders and the jocks. And she said that then her husband dressed up as the dude from Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah.
And just burst in through the window with an actual chainsaw on. And then the dudes literally threw the girls at the ground and just yeeted out towards the wind, like just fucking jumped out the garage. And she goes, that day I found out that they were all pussies.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes got dumped that night, bud.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing was is that she said that for some reason her husband every year dresses up as the Headless Horseman
mm-hmm.
and just like rides around on a horse through Placerville.
Oh, my God.
Which I've never seen, but now I want to.
Yeah.
I want to find him.
It's like that guy that there's a guy over, I think in Ireland, when the town gets real foggy, he dresses up as Pyramid Head.
Oh,
and he just walks around the town at like midnight, dragging around the sword.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be.
You've never seen that?
And then another thing I want to talk about was I accidentally called one of my regular customers a cougar.
What?
Badass.
Yeah.
No shame, dude.
No, see, here's the thing. I didn't mean it that way, but my boss and her boss were standing there. They're like, Leo, did you just call her a cougar? I'm like, no, I was saying that she was wearing the clothes. They're like, no, you just called her a cougar. No, and it got very awkward.
Oh,
because
of Eldo?
What?
Was she wearing the clothes?
No, she was wearing... Okay, so what happened
was
she came in...
Oh,
shut
okay.
up. No, she came in. She's wearing this, like, just shirt. She's wearing a shirt, and it was like... It was actually leopard print. But I couldn't think of the name Leopard. I was like, yo, you wearing a cougar? And she's like, what? I'm like, you're a cougar.
God.
And then my bosses were like, oh, you just call her a cougar? Leo, you can't just call our customers a cougar. And I got, it was so awkward.
Was she a cougar?
No, because the funny thing was, is that our boss's boss's boss, like the head charge boy, was there. And he was like in the lobby just listening. I was like, oh no. It was bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, it was very awkward.
This last week was like horrible for me. Just a little weird shit was going wrong for me.
Yeah.
So I got to work and I realized I forgot my work shirt. So I had to go back home, get my shirt, come back. So it means I was like an hour late. Before I came to work, I had a Dutch Bros, right? Mm-hmm. But since I was hella late at that point, I didn't drink it all, like at all. Because so I was just hauling ass back and forth from home to work again. And so I get there, and I have my Dutch Bros in my hand, and I get into my office where you sign in and everything, and there's just, like, a lieutenant and, like, three sergeants there, and they just all are staring at me because I got freaking Dutch Bros in my hand, and I'm an hour late to work. It's horribly embarrassing.
It's like, bad week, I'm late already, might as well just stop by and get some coffee.
Well, I had it before. I had it by like 9:20.
It's like every white girl ever shows up to class.
I had it.
They
in my
show
hand.
Up. I'm sorry, I'm late with like 3 Starbucks.
I was like, my daughter
just wasn't driving fast.
Yeah. Clearly, had enough time to go through the drive-thru at Starbucks.
But you already had it. They just don't see it that way.
Yeah, exactly. I had it for almost 2 hours at that point.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Is kill them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I like my pay, but you know.
No, it's okay. You're a CO. You'll get away with it.
Okay.
And on the bright side, you're half white. Right there. You got proof.
Yeah,
boy.
This is like.
Oh, wait. Okay, guys. So the other day, I was. Okay, we have an Eldorado watch, right?
Yeah.
They posted this. Hey, teen, buckling up is totes yeet, yo.
What?
Hey, teen, buckling up is totes yeet, yo.
Totes eat.
I don't know what officer was in charge, but I hope it was like a 65-year-old single man. And
he's like trying to relate to the
kids. He was like trying to relate to the youngsters. He was driving by down the street, and then he heard his neighbor going, "No, that's Totes Eat, yo." And he was like, "Totes Eat, yo. I like that. I'll write that down tomorrow."
Did you see the one where underneath that showed Steve Buscemi? Going, "Hello, my fellow kids."
Oh my God. That's pretty good. So, okay, I also saw this on Facebook. My uncle works at a nursery, right? Up in Georgetown, Bear Country, right? Yes. And so he, like, wrote all these things in Spanish, right? It for some reason, translated it into English. And this is, listen. "You know more that goes for swallow of grape. 560 pounds and eat half of your weight every day if AI are grapes. In 4 days, this guy already succumbed to more than 1,000 pounds from Uvitas. Bay Bay Bear Bear Gobbler."
What the hell is he trying to say?
I don't know why it translated it into English, but that's so fucking awesome. It was too good, though. You remember we were watching that ad for Verizon? Remember,
God, it was like, been so long since
Verizon app Power Rewards gave us free tickets to the Super Bowl.
That'd be a wonderful thing if we didn't give a shit about the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, we don't care. But I was thinking, what if we won the tickets to the Super Bowl? We could sell them, right?
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I'm like, what if we were like actually excited, but we didn't, because we don't watch football, we just started naming off random fucking teams.
The Philadelphia Beagles.
The Barcelona Bats. The
Connecticut Cucks.
The California Cunts. The Florida Flamingos.
There you go, the Florida Flamingos. That's your team, Leo.
The Washington Wallabies.
The other ones.
Are you comfortable?
The Florida Fox.
The Texas Toe Suckers.
God forbid.
The Missouri Mosquitoes.
Oh my God.
Alabama Family Reunion.
Oh, fucking Jesus. The Alabama.
That's a big team I'll have.
Dude, the Alabama Abortions.
Shit.
Oh, they don't have abortions there.
That's the irony of it all.
No.
Because they don't allow it, they name themselves that.
Aside from that, why are we talking about abortions and so, like, on podcasts? That's like taboo subject number one.
You know what? Listen here.
You told them where I live. I'm just gonna get my house burned down now, dude.
I didn't tell them where you live. Where you live? Sac?
Yes.
I said you live in Sac. They're not gonna burn all of Sac just to find you.
You wanna bet?
We also said we live in Placerville.
Yeah. I guess. They would have found us by now.
Placerville's already fucked.
Placerville's tiny. It's full of meth heads.
Meth heads and Mexicans.
What?
What?
I said tweakers.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, so
I mean, I guess it is full of Mexicans.
It kind of is. See, but we can say that because we're both Mexican.
Yeah.
You, You can't say that, Trev. Yes, it's not racist if you're racist towards your own kind.
I mean,
there's a reason why people don't like Jared Leto, is all I'm saying.
It's because he sucked his joke.
Well,
you know, he tried to
sabotage that movie.
Didn't he tweet something about being sad?
Well,
that's because he's trying to relate to the youngsters.
Yeah.
He's like, totes yeets, yo, I'm depresso.
People don't listen to 30 seconds to Martians.
Oof. God damn.
Fuck.
Ever since Suicide Squad came out, no one likes
me. Boycott 30 Seconds to Mars. Suicide Squad sucked.
Hey, remember when the director of that movie was like, hey, fuck Marvel.
Hey, remember?
Oh, yeah.
To get like a 21%.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then like...
I remember that. Everyone's like, yeah, Marvel. Stan, and then the movie sucked ass.
Nice, little bitch. Watch this.
There's just a bunch of like controversy too, because they're like Rotten Tomatoes has paid off to make this to purposefully boost scores.
I don't know, because we were talking about that last night and how Batwoman has like a 12% audience rating.
Yeah, has like a 42% critic and then 12% audience.
I've never seen an audience rating lower than the critical.
It happens.
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
especially
remember?
That low.
Well, okay, that low is very rare.
Yeah.
But remember, we were watching the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
The critic rating is way higher than the
audience.
It's normal.
It's still good though.
It just it's not as low as Batman vs Superman. That's a good movie. What are you? Are you trying to drink alcohol? We have a 14-year-old drinking alcohol.
No, you have a 22-year-old drinking alcohol.
They're raised right though.
It's called sharing.
They're raised to like get their parents alcohol. Isn't that what it's like in Mexico?
I don't know. You're more... Wait, no. I'm more... Fuck!
You're more Mexican than I am.
But, okay. I was born...
You know,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, remember how last time we found a couple, like, short stories that were, like, Halloween themes,
yeah,
too?
Because
it's, like, spooky season. Well, because we have a special guest today, we're thinking you could read this.
Nah.
It's a short story. I want to read it.
I don't like that. Oh, God, that's gross.
Why is it Razzleberry Ghost? Because
it's
dark chocolate.
Ew.
Oh, that's shit. Oh, that's shit.
I don't like chocolate in general.
It tastes like berries.
Tastes like garbage. I will trade you three garbage. I will trade you three garbage for one shrimp.
That's disgusting. Wait, what am I reading?
Read the short story.
Wait, I love how we're like halfway done with the podcast and Drake still hasn't showed up.
No, I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, are you going to show up? He did not look at it. He has not looked at it. He's probably all butthurt, like sitting in his car drinking tea.
Right up
there. Right up there. Oh, maybe it's like that day we were at our house. He like heard a loud noise and he fucking yeeted himself.
Oh my God. So am I going to read this?
Yeah, read the short story.
All
right. I'm going to play some scary music right here.
This is a short story called...
Shut up, Dennis.
I hate it when my brother Charlie has to go away. I hate it when my brother Charlie has to go away. My parents constantly try to explain to me how sick he is, that I am lucky for having a brain where all the chemicals flow properly to their destinations like undammed rivers. When I complain about how bored I am without a little brother to play with, they try to make me feel bad by pointing out that his boredom likely far surpasses mine, considering he's confined to a dark room in an institution. I always beg for them to give me one last chance. Of course, they did at first. Charlie had been at home several times, each shorter in duration than the last. Every time without fail, it all starts again. The neighborhood cats with gouged out eyes showing up in his toy chest. My dad's razors found dropped by the baby slide in the park across the street. Mom's vitamins replaced by bits of dishwasher tablets.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's vitamins. My parents are hesitant now, using last chances sparingly. They say his disorder makes him charming, makes it easy for him to fake normalcy, and to trick the doctors who care for him into thinking that he's ready for rehabilitation. That I will just have to put up with my boredom if it means staying safe from him. I hate when Charlie has to go away. It makes me have to pretend to be good until he's back. Oh! I understand.
I don't get it. That was really dark.
Her brother's a dick.
Well, yeah.
Yay!
I was like, all right, this kid
his
has
brother
cancer.
Is him.
Yes. It was you? Yeah, no. No. Yes, it was me. It was me specifically.
He is talking about his brother who's actually him, who is a different side of
Yeah, they're like, family. Okay, you have like this one has a disorder and he does things, but it was you all along.
Yeah.
They keep telling you it's your brother, but they don't see him very often.
Right.
It was you the whole time.
Because each time they end up taking him back to the hospital because they're recognizing the signs.
Yeah. That's pretty good. It's not bad.
I liked it.
It's not bad.
No, I mean, I'm a terrible reader.
Terrible reader?
When it comes to reading out loud.
I'm a terrible reader.
Shut up.
I am popcorn.
Oh my god. That was the beginning of anxiety.
Popcorn! No! Shit, what page are we on? That was, I loved that in school when they would be like, popcorn, and then I would look up and be like, shit, what page? I would look at my neighbor, just, hey, popcorn, what page?
Fuck. I would count how many kids there would be up until my point, and then reread that sentence that I would have to read out loud over and over again so I wouldn't stutter.
And then you still stuttered?
I still stuttered. I was a nervous wreck.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
No, I would always, whenever it was my turn for popcorn, like I had to choose, I would look around and see who looked the most fucking confused and be like, yeah. You, and then it'd be like, and then the teacher'd be like, "Are you lost?" And he's like,
"Yes."
And then it'd be like, "We're on page 43, paragraph 5, line A, section B, next to the Twilight Zone, right there." And he'd be like, "Wait, where?"
That's all you had to say.
That's all you had to say. It's fucking Sam Jackson. Well, shit, that's all you had to say, Negro. God damn it! All right. Should we have Dennis read this one? It's called Guardians by Dark Alligator.
So what the fuck am I reading?
You're reading that stork story.
Fuck off.
Stork story.
Stork story.
Stork story. Stark sanctuary.
Stork
story.
Spark snoring.
Shitty Yorkie.
Shitty Yorkie.
Continue.
Shorzy.
He awoke to the huge insect-like creatures looming over his bed and screamed his lungs out. They hastily left the room and he stayed up all night, shaking and wondering if it had been a dream. The next morning, there was a tap on the door. Gathering his courage, he opened it to see one of them gently place a plate filled with fried breakfast on the floor, then retreat to a safe distance. Bewildered, he accepted the gift. The creatures chittered excitedly. This happened every day for weeks. At first, he was worried they were fattening him up. But after a particularly greasy breakfast left him clutching his chest from heartburn, they were replaced with fresh fruit. As well as cooking, they poured hot, steamy baths. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Keep reading. It's listening.
It's mood audio.
No.
ASMR Dennis, while please. You're reading.
We're doing ASMR.
Yeah.
Keep reading it, please.
We're doing ASMR grit.
Yeah. ASMR grit.
As well as cooking, they poured hot, steamy bass.
Hot, steamy push.
And even tucked him in when he went to bed. It was bizarre. One night, he awoke to gunshots and screaming. He raced downstairs to find a decapitated burglar being devoured by the insects. He was sickened, but disposed of the remains as best he could. He knew they had just been protecting him. One morning, the creatures wouldn't let him leave his room. He lay down, confused but trusting, as they ushered him back into bed. Whatever their motives, they weren't going to hurt him. Hours later, a burning pain spread throughout his body. It felt like his stomach was filled with razor wire. The insects chittered and spasmed as he spasmed and moaned. It was only then, when he felt a terrible squirming feeling beneath his skin, that he realized the insects hadn't been protecting him, they had been protecting their young.
Boo.
Wow. This was just alien.
It's been done already, bud. God damn it.
You gotta stop talking while you're eating grapes.
Well, no, it's the water. It got in the back of my throat and I almost drowned. Alright, I'm gonna read one more and then you read one more. And then we're gonna do something else.
I've got an easy fucking horror story. Ready?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fucker? Alright, read it.
This one's called The IRS. I'm done.
That's it.
Yes! Hey, audience! Woo!
Woo!
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. You've been a wonderful crowd.
This one's called taxes.
It's time to go.
Can't tax you if you're dead. They can tax your family, but they can't tax you.
This one's called Seeing Red, comma, semicolon, parenthesis. The first day of school, comma, semicolon, parenthesis.
That's what the fuck? Myself.
By Zenri Hao. Oh, this is gonna be good. It's Asian.
Oh, Prince.
Everyone loves the first day of school, right? Yeah. New year, new classes, new friends. It's a day full of potential hope. Before all the dreary depressions of reality show up to ruin all the fun. I like the first day of school. For a different reason, though. You see, I have a sort of power, and when I look at people, I can sort of sense the aura around them. A colored outline based on how long that person has to live.
What? You can see their chakras.
Walks in
their
class.
Their chakras, their yamas, and their niyamas.
Looks around. It smells like bitch in here.
Most everyone I meet around my age is surrounded by a solid green-blue line. Which means they have plenty of time left. A fair amount of them have a yellow-orangish tinge to their auras, which tends to mean a car crash or some other sort of tragedy. Anything that takes people before their time, as they say. The real fun is when the auras venture into the red and the end of the spectrum. Every now and again, I'll see someone who's basically a walking stoplight. Those are the ones who got murdered or killed themselves.
Damn.
It's such a rush to see them and know that their time is numbered. With that in mind, I always get to class very early so I can scout out my classmates' fates. The first kid who walked in was basically radiating red. I chuckled to myself, too damn bad, bro. But as people kept walking in, they all had the same intense glow. I finally caught a glimpse of my rose-tinted reflection in the window, but I was too stunned to move. Our professor stepped in and locked the door. His aura was a sickening shade of green. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So I'm done with you,
dude,
fuckers.
Hey, the school shooter turned out to be the teacher this time.
Wow.
God damn. That was actually pretty... You know what? Good for you, Zenri Hao. I told you it was going to be good. I told you. All right, you read the last one. Then we'll save these for the Halloween episode. We got like 25 more.
Jesus Christ.
There's 30 on there.
This one's called the... They Got the Definition Wrong by Lloyd.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Mark.
It has been said that the definition of insanity is doing... What is this, Far Cry 3?
Shut up. Just read it.
I don't. It's you have a good, like, narration voice.
The same thing over and over. And expecting
narrator voice intensifies.
I understand the sentiment behind the saying, but it's wrong.
Shut up.
I entered the building on a bet. I was strapped for cash and didn't buy into the old legends of the hotel to begin with. So what the fuck was that? So $50 was more than enough to get me to do it. Hey, a 50's a 50.
50 bucks.
I don't fucking blame him. It was simple. Just reach the top floor, the 45th floor. A lot of fucking stairs.
Here's the thing. Leg day.
Shine my flashlight from a window. The hotel was old and broken, including the elevator. So that meant hiking up the stairs. So up the stairs I went, and as I reached each platform, I noted the old brass plaques displaying the floor numbers. 15, 16, 17, 18. I felt a little tired as I crept higher, but so far, no ghosts, no cannibals, no demons. Piece of cake. I can't tell you how happy I was as I entered the last stretch of numbers. I joyfully counted them aloud at each platform. 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 44. I stopped and looked back down the stairs. I must have miscounted, so I continued up 44. One more flight, 44. And then down 10 flights, 44. 15 flights, 44. And so it's been for as long as I can remember. So really, insanity isn't doing something repeatedly and expecting different results. It's knowing that the results will never ever change, and that each door leads to the same staircase, to the same number. It's realizing you no longer fall asleep, knowing whether you've been running for days or weeks or years. It's when the sobbing
but not
slowly,
months. You never run for months.
Slowly
just days, weeks, years.
That's it.
What, Dennis? Oh, that was it?
Yep. Speaking of insanity, what the fuck's burning?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was driving back home from work, apparently something ended up catching on fire over where they're having construction, right by that little... intersection.
Yeah, we just passed
down there?
No, that way.
Oh.
Towards
Eldorado Road?
Yeah.
Oh, over there.
It's like towards Shingle Springs.
Shit.
Yeah.
Good thing we have we don't. Thanks, PG&E. We could have prevented this catastrophe. Only we'd had power. Oh.
Well, your house isn't being blown down by the wind.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah, where the fuck is the wind?
Yeah, where's this wind?
Oh, we need to turn it off, but it's so hot. God.
fucking 6 miles per hour.
Sees one leaf fall from a tree, PG&E had.
Turn it off!
Kill it now!
Starsky, hit the red button!
Before it's too late.
Speaking of Sacramento.
We will rebuild. You remember that one?
Bar, Leo.
Huh?
When we hit the bar, Leo.
No.
Why?
Do it.
No, I'm not gonna. No.
Do it, bitch.
It's. Don't ever call me that again.
You need to invite us to a bar sometime when you guys go.
Invite you?
Me and Tyler.
Okay. Who the fuck's Tyler?
My.
Who the fuck's Tyler? Yeah, child. Who's Tyler?
He's
a boy, and you are a girl, together forever in a squirrel.
What? I thought you were going off of the Avril Lavigne reference.
Oh no. He was a girl, and you were a boy. He was a little big boy. He had a toy inside his back, and now he's called the Brokeback.
Okay.
Baby. Easier than my last person who came in here. So, what are you looking for today?
I would like to date Shakila, the singer Shakila. You know the song, whatever, whatever. This thing won't last forever. You'll be you and I'll be me. And together we'll be free.
Oh my God.
It's a banger.
Much do you weigh?
You want to know my weight, you piece of shit? I'm not telling you my weight.
It's hard for me to talk.
Please do not tell me that you just put the random number down. I will fucking kill you, white boy with makeup.
I'm just being awkward because I don't know what to expect anymore. The last person was offended that I asked for her weight, so...
Well, did you write down the random number for her too, you piece of fucking shit?
Age range, preferably.
Age range? I said Shakila. However fucking old Shakila is. You idiot, I said
what
Shakila.
You
over here guessing my weight, putting a stupid weight down. You didn't hear me before? I said Shakila, the blonde hair. Whatever, whatever. I want to be forever. You know the song, the whatever.
Look at this dance move.
Oh my God. That's how I dance.
That was a clip from Elvis the Aliens video on ASMR gone wrong. I think it was ASMR 3. Jesus Christ.
That scared me.
No, it's fine. We don't have Apple Pay or Apple Care.
You don't?
No.
Me either.
Why the fuck would you get Apple Care?
That's kind of a waste of money.
Listen, Apple. All I'm saying is, why would you charge me $50 a year to supposedly take care of my device when even when I take it in with Apple Care, you're still going to charge me to fix it?
Yeah.
What's the point of it then?
It's cheaper.
You get three.
It's very cash money.
Okay. With Apple Care, you can talk to somebody on the phone.
Oh, that's the difference.
That's ridiculous.
That's the difference. Well, shit. I want to. Was it an actual human being or is it just another?
Human being. That's all you
had to say.
That's all you needed to say. $50, here you go, take it.
$50, please. Is it at least a real human, or is it another bot?
No, it's a real human.
I will give you 50 garbage for one techno support mancer. Go, boy. I think I just had a stroke.
Yeah.
A mild aneurysm and a stroke.
Sounded like, all right, final topic.
Yeah.
Let's see what I can dig up on the deep web.
You know what we could find from the deep web? We could find one of those boxes that are just filled with random shit in it. Jesus Christ. Someone's getting murdered outside.
Good dog.
It's Greg. Yeah, he got mad because we started without him. Oh, you know what we could do? No, that's a bit personal. Never mind. Have you ever done the rice purity test?
No.
I got like a 20.
You got a 20?
I think it was like 24.
How did you get worse than Greg?
Wait, what is this?
Okay, look it up. Look it up.
Right. I don't have internet.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Shit.
I will
explain it. The rice purity test, for a lot of super, super, super Christian colleges,
okay,
is a test that you have to take. Depending on how low your percentage is,
the higher the score, the more pure you are.
Rice purity test.
So pretty much it's like, have you ever held hands with someone and I feel like yes, that like
knocks you out of point.
What?
Have you ever kissed someone? Some of them get knocks wild. You down a point. My favorite one. Have you ever secreted?
No. Have you ever ingested someone's genital secretion?
That's the one.
Dance without leaving room for Jesus.
Yes. I mean no.
No. Who does that?
No.
Never.
Dude, you guys remember Palmer in high school?
This week.
He would come in with a little flashlight. Ah, you're too close. Get away.
Yeah,
we did have some people fucking out on that dance.
That's party. True. That's true.
Have you ever kissed someone below the belt?
Never.
Why would you do that? That's disgusting. What are you trying to like shave their legs with
that,
their mouth?
That place is purely for making babies and nothing more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you make the baby?
Well, by making a man babies. And a woman
find a can of babies.
Very much. They hug.
They adopt.
They adopt. You know what? My uncle should adopt. At this point, he's never gonna have fucking kids.
This is awfully personal information.
That was pretty bad. I'm gonna cut that out. I'm gonna cut that out. That was mean. Sorry. Hey, audience. Hey. The audience is silent.
Just dump one thought a minute over it.
One thought.
Yeah, dude.
Hey.
Over it.
No, I just put the fucking Mickey Mouse. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Cheated on a significant other during a relationship. I have not.
Well, I would hope so.
What?
Hope not.
I would hope. That yes,
huh?
You know.
Would you hope that I have?
I would hope that you have not.
Okay, there you go.
Well, you said you didn't, so I was like, I would hope so. I would hope so that you did not.
I just
don't know how to talk.
Scoping marriage potential.
You know what? English isn't my first language.
We've already been told that we were going to get married.
You were very insistent on the wedding. I remember.
Yeah.
Which you know, I still need my citizenship.
That's true. I won't marry you for that.
Oh, that's so we got it on the podcast. We have confirmation.
That's on record now.
I'm getting married.
Hold up.
Now if we actually get married, it's going to get
the ordained minister. I'm finally legal, guys.
Next year I could get one for free.
You probably can't get one for 20 bucks.
Just because you said that on the podcast, yeah. You know, ISIS is just conversing.
Shut the fuck up, man. Don't do to me like that.
Have you ever ingested someone else's genital secretion?
Isn't that the best question?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the answer?
No. That's not the point of the rice curing test. You don't ask the individual answers.
Yeah.
You take the final score.
All right, what's the final score?
I haven't done it. I'm not done
yet. No, I know, clearly. All right, Travis, you come up with the thing. I want to like look at these answers.
Stop.
Right now, I'm all of them trying to become an ordained minister, bud. It says it's free.
But are you actually doing the test?
But
or
does
just
it count for the
reading?
State of California is the question.
Taking the test.
No, it just says become a minister.
Oh, okay.
Legally officiate wedding. Ordination takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, dude, you can be an ordained minister super quick.
I'm gonna do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It's too late, bud.
You already got the tattoo that said, okay, Lewis.
Wow, that's one I actually sin, have not done.
Which one?
Congratulations.
Use methamphetamine, crack cocaine.
Today. No, I love the follow up question. Have you ever used meth, crack cocaine? No. Have you used harder drugs? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Harder than meth and crack cocaine? Jesus.
Crocodile.
Heroin. Fucking black tar meth.
Black tar meth.
Yeah. Hi, Dennis. You just like to sit there. You come up with a topic.
My entire life is my work, dude. You think I have anything to talk about?
It's yeah. Come on.
Tell us a story, like, the weirdest thing you have ever seen at your work.
I'd say in the past week.
I've seen a lot of them.
In the past week, what's the weirdest thing you saw?
Yeah, in the past week?
You definitely got one.
No,
remember you got tackled the other day?
I didn't get tackled.
You told us.
He had a guy run up on him.
Oh.
Get tackled, though.
Oh, okay.
If I got tackled, I wouldn't be working right now. I'd be sitting my sweet ass at home drinking more beer than this. You're like, nope, I'm not coming in for the next 2 months. Yo.
Bye, guys. No. Workers' comp.
Exactly.
No. It'd be like Plankton in that one episode.
The weirdest thing this week?
Yeah.
I don't really have much weird things happen this week.
All right.
Past a month.
One of these questions is just a question mark.
Well,
yes.
Did you do it? Well, did you do it?
Did you do it?
I did it.
Did you get a
She's
fail?
She's like, probably.
Probably. It's a question.
There's a lot of things I have not done.
One of the weirdest things I've seen was a dude who just incessantly shoves pen fillers up his penis.
Oh my god.
Goes to like okay. 3 times its original size, and he's like a 5'8" white dude. Just like super... He's like literally mentally challenged and just super weird and kind of aggressive, and he just shoves pen fillers up his peel.
Now, when we say pen fillers, what are we talking about?
The...
Like, just the tube without the metal,
just
or...?
Just the tube without the metal. It's just, you know, like the ink tube inside with the...
Jesus
yeah, that. That's pen filler. Yeah, he shows up a penis.
That's pretty weird.
There's also the guy who shoved a straw up his dick so far...
What is
that it went out. It went out of his urethra and actually lodged itself. It lodged itself sideways in his bladder.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. All right, quickly going to interject. Crystal just asked me what the Mile High Club is.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of the Mile High Club?
The Mile High Club is when you on an airplane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been on an airplane.
There you go. See? Hey!
She's like, so yes, I have been there.
So yes. But yes, yes, yes for everything. Everything except for genital secretion.
That's
all right, ordained minister, how's the application going?
Done.
Wait, no, no fucking what? Way.
Oh my
no.
God.
No. Copy of original, do not.
You're ordained?
No.
What?
This is too much.
My God.
That is.
You're officiating my wedding. In
no. Oh my credentials of ministry. This is to certify that Travis Monger, that he. That the bearer hereof has been ordained on this day, the 23rd of October in the year 2019, and is officially recognized as a member of the Universal Life Church and has all rights and privileges to perform all duties of the ministry. Signed, Chaplain Burmartin.
Wow.
Yay! Now we can get married!
Yeah!
Woo!
Still right now.
Crystal's like, no, no, no.
She's like, low key.
Get me the fuck out of here!
I was supposed to be a guest,
see,
not a fucking.
The only thing they make you pay for is if, like, you order the official documents and
yeah.
You have to pay for it.
But, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you have the copy.
Easier. I'm just like,
you have the copy.
It's okay, officer.
I'm ordained. I'm an ordained miss. What happened?
Why
it turned wheat
because God told me to, officer.
I'm ordained.
Your score 23. Damn.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Okay. Crystal got a 23. What did we get? Like 46
I got,
and 65
like,
or something like that.
Jesus. Wait.
No, I think I got a 34.
You got a 34?
No, I got.
Then I got 34. Like 46 or something like that.
Wait, is it the lower it is, the worse it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So
yeah.
The lowest.
Yeah. What was yours?
Mine, I think mine was 34. Travis was higher than me.
Mikey got like a 10.
Mikey got
Jesus
18.
Christ.
Whoa.
I think Mikey got 18.
I remember. What did Greg get?
Mikey and Greg were both pretty low.
Yeah.
And then.
Nina's nothing. Cover your ears.
You
cover your
like,
ears, audience.
You would get like 99.
So, because
yeah.
Greg.
Have you ever held hands with someone? Yes.
No,
you
no.
Sexual heathen!
We talked about this, I think, on one of the last podcasts.
Yeah, we did.
Because he's like, yeah, I fucked twin sisters at the same time.
Now, in your...
I was like, wait
okay,
a minute,
listen,
wait a minute.
Listen,
does that make...
He's lying. He's a liar.
Does that not make him a channel to incest?
I say yes.
I think it's considered incest for the girls.
But he
but
has
he
partaken in it.
Yes.
Like, he's still involved in it.
I don't think it still counts as incest towards him, though.
No,
but
it's
not. But it's still
into it though.
But it's still it's
he's
still
participating, but he's not the one with a blood.
Well,
of,
yes, of course.
Yeah, that is.
But he has participated
party,
in
party
because it says, "Have you participated in?"
Okay, then I would count that as yes.
Yes, exactly. He said no. We're like, okay, bud.
What kind of twin sisters would do that?
Well, he's a fucking liar.
He also said the same thing about his neighbor.
He also said he had another girlfriend, and we never met her.
Okay.
Some like dude tried to
yeah I remember he said that okay so this was a story one time he told us that that he was like he got home with his girlfriend or and she was like with some other dude on the couch. He walked in and just looked at the dude and then walked back out, and then she found out and ran outside. He'd like naked and he was like sitting on the curb and he was like, no, I don't want to talk to you. And she was like, I'm sorry. And then the dad got home and he was like, I'm sorry that she did this to you, Greg. Why would she do this to you? I'm so
no,
sorry.
I'm pretty sure the dad would be fucking pissed that the girl was outside naked.
Bueno.
Thank you for choosing Marriott Hotel.
Fuck!
What does
like
kissing horizontally mean?
I think it just means making out while you're in bed.
I think so.
Okay.
While laying down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Unless it's like... You're okay, one person's standing vertically, the other one's horizontally.
Just hold them.
And just kissing their like
doing
left
thing
arm
on a pole where you just use your entire body. Like,
so all right, I'm ready
to pull your legs up.
Please hurry.
I can do this for 7 exact seconds. Please hurry the fuck up. You have 2 seconds left.
I like this one. Had her given blue balls. That one hits home real hard. To tell you what,
I'm gonna retake it.
You're gonna retake it.
See what my score was.
All right, fine. But if we're gonna retake it, I'm gonna read another Greg never showed up. He never responded to our messages because he's offended. Effeminate? Ephemeral. That's the word. Ephemeral secretion.
Oh, okay.
Use horse tranquilizers.
Yes.
I feel like that's very dangerous, though.
Yeah.
Like...
horse tranquilizers? Absolutely.
Yeah. Some people use it for, like, sexual reasons.
You know, most of the things on this that I haven't done just involve me getting naked in public.
Mark. Yeah.
We'll do a nice.
Let's read that next.
Let's read one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's read it.
Caution, this is not a bucket list. Completion of all items on this test will likely result in death.
What? That's what bullshit. I mean,
the purity
horse...
test?
Question mark, yes.
The horse tranquilizer, probably.
Yeah, it'd probably kill you. All right, we're going to read another story while they're taking the test so we can find their scores. We're on number 6.
Yes.
All right.
Am I reading?
Yeah, you read it first, and then I'll read another one.
Okay. My daughter learned to count by Real Science 87.
Sounds like a PBS special.
Yeah.
My daughter learned to count.
All
right.
Yes.
Give me a great. Give me another
oh
break.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. My daughter woke me up at around 11:50 last night. My wife and I had picked her up from her friend Sally's birthday party, brought her home, and put her to bed. My wife went into the bathroom to read while I fell asleep watching the Braves game. I don't know what the heck that is.
The Braves game?
The Braves game.
The Braves?
Yeah.
Oh. It's probably like the Hunger Games.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
I think that's what it is. They wouldn't want to say that, so they wouldn't get like copyrighted.
Okay. Daddy, she whispered, tugging
Wait,
her...
Wait, no, whisper it.
Daddy.
I'm gonna put that on loop.
Oh my God. All right, she whispered, tugging my shirt sleeve. Guess how old I'm going to be next month? I don't know, beauty. I said as I slipped on my glasses. How old? She smiled and held up 4 fingers. It is 7:30 now. My wife and I have been up with her for almost 8 hours. She still refuses to tell us where she got them. Oh my God!
Okay.
Did you get that? That's the end.
That was it?
Yeah. I'll go back to the part where you were probably actually listening.
Oh, okay. How did you know?
Daddy, she whispered, tugging on my sleeve. Shut right. up!
That's where I stopped.
Guess how old I'm going to be next month. I don't know, beauty, I said as I slipped on my glasses. How old? She smiled and held up 4 fingers. It's 7:30 now. My wife and I have still been up for almost 8 hours. She still refuses to tell us where she got them. Where did she get the fingers from? She just held up
from
4...
From daddy.
Okay.
Okay.
She held up 4 random-ass fingers.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right, I'm going to read number 7.
Okay.
Timekeeper by Gridster 2. He had been given the watch of on his 10th birthday. It was an ordinary gray plastics wristwatch, in every respect, except for the fact that it was counting down. This is all the time you have left in the world, son. Use it wisely. Indeed, he did. As he watched the clock tick away, the boy, now a man, lived life to the fullest. He climbed mountains and swam through oceans. He talked and laughed and lived and loved. Oh, what is he, a fucking Karen? He talked and laughed, lived and loved.
He's the like man. Those signs on the college dorm rooms.
He has them tattooed on his leg.
With like 3 arrows.
The man was never afraid, for he knew exactly how much time he had left. Eventually, the watch began its final countdown. The old man stood looking over everything that he had done, everything he had built. He shook hands with his old business partner, the man who had long been his friend and confidant. His dog came and licked his hand, earning a pat on the head for its companionship. 4. Oh, shit, I was supposed to count it down, like, this as in, like, the time.
Oh.
So 5. He shook his hands with his old business partner, the man who had long been his friend and confidant. 4. His dog came down and licked his hand, earning a pat on the head for its companionship. 3. He hugged his son, knowing that he had been a good father. 2. He kissed his wife on the forehead 1 last time. 1. The old man smiled and closed his eyes. Then nothing happened. The watch beeped once and turned off. The man stood standing there, very much alive. You would think that in that moment he would have been overjoyed. Instead, for the first time in his life, the man was scared.
I didn't understand that one.
I think what... Okay, so because you know how he was always confident about like his life?
Yeah.
That he would he wasn't going to die or anything from what he did because he knew how much time he had left?
Yeah.
Then when the clock ran out and he didn't die, it's the first time he's got to like actually think about what he's going to do and how it's going to affect his life.
Yeah, because he doesn't
know anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Like everyone else. That's pretty good. Not the best I've heard, but... I thought it was fucking Gordon and Ramsay.
Have you guys finished your tests?
I tried to calculate mine, but it reset.
It reset? What'd you take? Oh, you didn't finish either?
You got a 32.
You got a 32?
Oh, 32.
That's not bad.
Okay.
That's not bad. I'm like 23, so...
Yeah.
Well, on the bright side, there's no reason to be afraid. Read the last one, and then we'll call it a day.
All right. The last one.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be afraid by whoever fights monster.
Okay. Was that Charlize Theron? I don't know.
When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the house's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she hanged herself. The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair placed exactly in the center of the room.
Wow. Okay.
Imagine being those kids and like realizing that the mother was just trying to kill you
with poisoned milk.
No. It said that the mother hanged herself. No, that's the correct. No. It's actually hanged. It's the grammatically correct way.
Hanging once.
Yeah, when it's in the context of hanging, it is hanged.
Yep.
But everyone says hung.
Yeah.
And the only time it's hung is it's when it's like a horse.
And the penis.
It was implied, Dennis.
Yeah, but I don't know. Say penis.
You guys remember when you would like play the game?
It's not giving me this.
Penis game?
Oh, dude, yeah. I play that in class all the time with Sam Fitch.
Tune in for next time when we reveal Travis's score.
Next time when we reveal why Travis is such a little bitch. Oh, his screen's white.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's an ordained minister now.
Yes, true. Maybe that's why I can't.
Yeah, they're like, you have too much power.
You have two conflicting algorithms, man. You became an ordained minister, now you're taking the test. You can't.
You have too much power. It's like General Palpatine. Execute Order 66.
See, now my mom gives me shit for tattoos. It's okay, Mom.
I'm an ordained minister.
I have the...
All right.
Screenshot that shit.
All right. We're going to start with Dennis. We're going to close it off. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, what? Say something?
Yeah, just say goodbye. I don't know, something. Okay. It's the closer. Fuck.
Dude, I'm just chilling, drinking beer. Like, it's pressure on me.
All right, well, that's Bye. Dennis. Bye.
This has been Travis, your newly ordained minister. Call me if you need anything.
Call this man for your wedding.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. Yay! Our first female. Woo! You want to plug any of your socials?
Follow me on Instagram at Cristal Teresa.
Yay! Cool. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Follow us everywhere. Thank you for 550 streams.
We need more followers, though.
Thank you to the people in Iraq who started listening to us. Thanks so much. I never thought I would say that. All right. Well,
thanks, Iraq from America.
We have All right, that's it. Goodbye.